Hi there, this is Michael Lacey speaking.
Hi, this is Amanda at the Fayetteville Observer. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, ma'am. How are you today?
Good, good. Thanks for making time to chat with me. I know that you're really busy out there.
No, this is great. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to let you know what's going on out here.
Okay, great. Well, I guess we will just jump right into it. I've read a little bit about your background, and I know that you are participating in a couple different sports at the Warrior Games. So since it's already started, how have you done so far?
I've done absolutely wonderful. I've had a great time here. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I didn't medal in any of the events, but I also didn't have a train up. I was shooting archery. I was doing swimming, and I was doing seated volleyball. I've never done archery before, and I finished in the top 10. Swimming, I did really good coming off a dislocated shoulder. I finished, I think, fourth or fifth, so I didn't medal. But the most important thing is I gained a lot of experience from it. This gave me a clear view of what the camaraderie does here for all of us. Mm-hmm. Gives me the focus to want to bring other guys back here next year. This is surely not all about the medals.
Okay.
It's more about making sure we lift each other up, you know?
Yeah. Now, I think the background that I've read was that you were a sergeant for Special Forces, or you are a special?
I am currently a Special Forces operator. I'm a Master Sergeant. Mm-hmm. And I'm assigned to Special Forces Command.
Okay. You were a 7 Special Forces. You were in Special Forces Group previously.
I was in 7th Special Forces Group for all of my deployment time.
Okay.
And then after my injuries and towards recovery, I moved up to Special Forces Command.
I see. Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Okay. And tell me, what interested you in pursuing a career with the military?
Okay, I'm going to give you the military answer, not the honest answer. Is that okay?
Okay, whatever you're comfortable with.
No, I'm totally kidding. No, to be perfectly honest with you, when I joined the military, I really didn't come into the military with the thoughts of starting a career. I honestly came in the military with the thought of straightening myself out. I was a wayward youth, if you will, and the Army was an opportunity for me to gain some discipline, to gain some experience in the world, and also for me to gain some college money. You know, the GI Bill is a really good program for young men and women. You know, that are I guess. Trying to do good things in their life with minimum resources. But once I came into the military, I saw the camaraderie. I saw everything that we get to do for God, country, for our families, and it inspired me to re-enlist again, and stay till 20 years.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's been amazing. I've served with some of the most amazing people on the face of the earth, and served with some of the greatest units, such as SOCOM, Special Operations Command. I mean, it's just been amazing. And that's why I do what I do, ma'am, because of the people that we get to serve with.
You spent 20 years in the military?
Yes. I currently have 20 years active federal service, and I am on active duty.
That's amazing. How old are you?
I'm 39 years old as of this month.
Oh, happy birthday.
Well, thank
happy
you very
early
much.
Happy birthday, I guess.
Yes,
early birthday?
Early.
Or, okay. Okay, so tell me about your time with the 7th Special Forces Group.
And what would you like to know about that?
I guess, I read that a rocket-propelled grenade struck the vehicle you were in when you were in Afghanistan.
Yes, ma'am.
And you found out 4 or 5 months later during an MRI that your back had been broken?
Correct.
What do you remember about this attack?
I can't be too detailed with you about this. I can remember. I can tell you that we were doing combat patrols in the area, making sure the area was secure. And unfortunately, we were ambushed. I remember that I was the lead truck. I remember the RPG hit our truck. Some things happened, trauma happened, and the only thing we had thought to do was to react and handle the scenario appropriately so that we could all escape alive, and which we did, thank the Lord.
Okay.
But I can't be too much more detailed than that, ma'am.
Oh, okay. But at that point, you knew you had been injured?
No, actually, I had no idea. I knew my back hurt, but I didn't know why. I didn't know what was going on. We still had another month and a half to 2 months in theater when it happened, and so we continued on with our mission. And I just, when you're in the military, you're taught to think mission first, mm-hmm. troops always, and our mission needed to come first. And I didn't want to leave my boys, so we completed the deployment together and went from there.
Okay. So your back hurt. Were you still able to walk and to do other necessary things that were part of your operation? Part of your missions there?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
At a modified rate.
Okay.
Like I said, we think about the mission first because of the people that we serve with, ma'am, and because of the unit that we serve with. And so when we're abroad, one thing we're thinking about is how do we protect our brothers and our sisters that we're serving with? How do we all come home alive? How do we make sure we represent the United States of America appropriately and make sure that we do things in a safe manner? And so that's kind of what was on our minds, not necessarily what was going on with me. It wasn't until I got home that we had a chance to stop, breathe, think, and kind of figure out what's going on.
Okay. And it's at that point that you had the MRI and were told that your back had been broken?
Yes.
Okay. Was there a point during your recovery that you knew physical exercise was going to be different for you?
It wasn't until recently. I mean, I had the fortunate opportunity once I did have my surgery and received some recovery. I did have the opportunity to enter into one of the most rewarding jobs I've ever had the privilege of working, and that was as a warrior transition liaison, and that was when I really started understanding the value of adaptive therapy. I started understanding the value of community and our fellow veterans, because before then I was just trying to nug it out, truthfully, and okay. It was causing more injury to myself than good. But okay. Once I finally got associated with SOCOM Care Coalition and the different resources they have available, I was able to take advantage of that, help other soldiers take advantage of these resources. And that's kind of when I started realizing things would be different. Because, I mean, until then, I thought I was going to go back to being a combat-oriented soldier.
Okay. So how have you adapted? How have you adjusted what you do with your injury in mind?
How have I adjusted? I'll be quite honest with you, ma'am. There's been a lot of adjustment, but a lot of help has come from my wife. A lot of it has come from the leadership that I deal with.
Okay.
It's not just the individual soldier adapting.
Mm-hmm.
It's everyone adapting and the environment adapting to fit that soldier, to fit that person. And we have to. So it's kind of a two-way street. We all have a little bit of adaptation to do, but at the same time, everyone else, fortunately, thank the Lord above, adapts around us as well. So, I mean, it's been a community effort with improvement.
I was going to ask, was there anybody that gave you a strong sense of encouragement, anybody from your family? And it sounds like your wife has really been that person for you in leadership.
Yes. Matter of fact, I'll tell you, with all of our wounded, injured, and ill soldiers, whether they're male or female, the support system that they have around them has been critical for their well-being, for their mental health, for their recovery. I mean, we see it all the time. I mean, when people gather around someone who's been injured or has experienced a traumatic event, it helps lift them up so much faster because they know that they're not alone.
Uh-huh.
In all honesty, it was for a long time. I'm not gonna lie to you. I felt like I was alone. You know, mm-hmm. people were there, people were existing, but you know, the person that's injured doesn't always talk about what's going on with them, so people don't always know.
Mm-hmm.
But once I started getting involved with SOCOM, the support system immediately attached to us. They immediately attached to all of our soldiers through their advocacy program, through their adaptive therapy program. They have an awesome family program, which incorporates our wives, helps our wives understand what we're going through, how we as a family can move forward. You know, not just always my wife adapting to us, but us adapting to each other and our new life. How we adapt to our new commands, and Care Coalition's been critical with that. Without them as a support system, without the Care Coalition, a lot of our wounded, injured, and ill might not be in as advantageous of a situation today as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully.
And actually, yeah, I saw that you had written what I thought was an incredibly powerful comment. I think what I read was that you said the Warrior Games have allowed you to feel like you have a purpose-filled life again.
Absolutely.
To me, that's just an incredible thought. Was there a point in your life where it was just a really dark point and you were feeling defeated or discouraged? Or I guess, what was that comment in reaction to?
The comment about how the Warrior Games has changed my life?
Yeah, you said purpose-filled life again, and I just thought that's really a powerful statement. Was there a point when you felt like there was no purpose?
As a matter of fact, there was that point. The biggest tools that we have available to us is our physical environment, our mental health, and our socialization as far as us as soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't doing any of that. I wasn't trying to help my physical well-being in a positive way, you know, and I was getting very depressed. My mental state, I wasn't communicating to the people that could help what was going on in my head. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I was digging a hole for myself by doing that, and had started to kind of recluse away from my peer group. But adaptive therapy, the Warrior Games, Care Coalition, they've helped identify how to improve physically in a healthy manner. They have, you know, a great physical therapy program that is able to assist us. Being here at the Warrior Games gives us an opportunity to compete with other wounded, injured, or ill. That right there lets people know that, hey, you are on a level playing field in the physical realm. That is huge for all of us warriors, because for every athlete, you want to know that you have an opportunity to win if you compete. And so physically, that I didn't have that. You know, I was trying to compete with my peers before I was injured, or excuse me, with them not being injured, and I couldn't do it. And so, yeah, it was sending me to a dark place. But when I got here to the Warrior Games, I saw all my peers that I served with across the different services, you know, and here they are performing in an elite arena, you know, at the Warrior Games, and I have a level playing ground to win, to possibly win, you know. Mentally, that does phenomenal things for a soldier. You know, a soldier, they're trained mentally to win. You know, they're trained mentally to endure, to sustain. And, you know, when you get injured, sometimes that gets a little dent, and this has helped increase that mental toughness, if you will, is being able to see other people overcoming and becoming something that they were meant to be but didn't know it. And when you see that, it gives you hope, it gives you strength, and that helps the mental well-being for all of us here. because there's people here that haven't talked about some of their stuff yet. But because they were here and saw some of their fellow soldiers, they were able to talk in a safe environment, and as a result, have had leaps forward in their recovery. I mean, and that all ties into us just, man, being together, the camaraderie, being able to be together, being able to share. And that's what has pulled me out of that dark place that you refer to, in all honesty.
Now, when you say that you were in this dark place, was it directly because of the injuries you suffered? Or were there other things going on and everything just sort of piled on and caused you to feel this way?
Say it again.
When you say that you were in this dark place and you were digging this hole and sort of keeping your own space and being on your own, was it as a direct result of your injury, or were there just a lot of things piling on and that's what caused you to feel this way?
Well, at first, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I was focusing on my injuries. I was focusing on what I couldn't do. And that's why I was disappearing into that dark place.
Okay.
It was when I had to change my mental thought process to what I could do, to what I could become, to who I am and what I was meant to be. I mean, unfortunately, not every soldier comes home.
Mm-hmm.
But the soldiers that do come home, they come home for a reason. It's not by chance. It's so that they can live for those who didn't. It's so that they can tell people how great our country is. So they can instill those beliefs, those strengths in people, so that people will focus on what they can do, not what they can't do. And that's what I had to change my mindset from, is to what I can do, and get back on the winning track, not a woe is me track.
I imagine that would be a tough shift to make if you're so focused on one thing and shifting your way of thinking into something totally different. Was it, or did you just wake up one day and realize, okay, I've got to change the way I'm approaching life?
I believe all of us soldiers wake up one day. There is a point in time, whether it's immediately after injury, whether it's a span of time, if they are wanting to live, if they are wanting to live a purpose-filled life, they make that decision to change. And it's not immediate. It's a process. I'm still going through my process of change through improvement. You know, I'm still going through my recovery. It doesn't end when you come home. Unfortunately, a lot of people think that, you know, hey, the war's over, so guess what? The injuries are over. But, you know, it's not the injuries that we're worried about. It's the healing. It's the recovery. It's the overcoming that, like, the people need to realize we're still going through that. You know what I mean? You know, someone thumps you in the head, it hurts. You know, you lose a leg, you got to deal with that for the rest of your life. You know, and how to maneuver in the world is a challenge, you know, for some. And so every day they've got to make that decision to change.
Okay. Tell me about your injuries. What limitations do you have that you've been able to overcome?
I used to do a lot of triathlon sprints, off downhill mountain biking. I used to love to run, and I used to love to be a combat-oriented soldier. I mean, I don't want to throw any colloquialisms out, but I mean, I used to love being engaged in elite units. I mean, it was great to train, prepare for war, you know, go do great things for God and country and come home. And so I've had to overcome not being able to do those things. I've had to change what it was I was doing to what it is I can do. For instance, running is not, could I run right now? I could probably run. Would I pay for it? I would pay for it for a long time. So does that mean I stop being active? Absolutely not. I get around fellow combat injured guys, fellow wounded, injured, and ill, and we find something to do. For instance, I've used, myself and many others have used golf, have used seated volleyball, have used other adaptive therapy type events, you know, to maintain activity, to be competitive, because it's that competitive nature that keeps us wanting to move forward. I mean, we're all competitive people.
Okay. And I apologize. I can't remember if this was part of the background that I was sent, but the injury that I do remember reading was that you had broken your back.
Broke my back. I have a head injury as far as a traumatic brain injury. I got rattled around, had a concussion as a result of the RPG blast. Also, on a daily basis, working through my post-traumatic stress issues and working my way. Working my way through. Sorry about that. There's people talking in the background.
That's okay.
But basically, I'm sorry. Where were we? I apologize.
That's okay. I just.
There we go. It's got it. Head injury, post-traumatic stress, depression, and I got C-spine injuries and lumbar injuries in my lower back. I've got pin rods and screws going down my lower back, and I'm tentatively going for surgery for my C-spine. I'm trying to avoid that.
Okay.
So as far as my injuries, that's what they consist of.
Okay. Are you able to be mobile? Are you able to walk and still be mobile? Or is that a limitation for you?
Okay. I'm fortunate. I was blessed. Some people have not been afforded the recovery that I feel that I have, who have had the same injuries as myself, and as a result, I feel very fortunate for that. But I also work diligently through the SOCOM Care Coalition and their program, their recovery program, such as like their physical therapist, their MASC program, the Military Adaptive Sports Program, working through them to help improve what I can do.
Okay. It sounds like you found ways to stay active. You've just found things that you can do now.
Yes, that's what I've had to do.
But it sounds like you've still managed to find ways to stay active.
Yes, ma'am. Better believe it.
Why is it important for you to be able to stay active and be able to participate in competitive sports and being active? Why is that so important to you?
Well, for a few reasons, ma'am. I've been involved in athletics my entire life, mm-hmm. and I'm a driven person. I want to be the best at whatever it is I do, and sports is a way that I can express that and get energy out so that I can continue with my life. If I don't have adaptive sports, if I don't have something that I can do, moving around, being active, unfortunately, it takes a huge toll on me mentally. I don't sleep, and I can't sit still, so I have to do something. And I would rather be in a positive. I would rather be in a positive outlet. Unfortunately, you've probably heard statistics of the less favorable ways of dealing with injuries that soldiers have been through. Mm-hmm. Sports are a way that we can have a positive outlet, that we can help them grow, help myself grow, instead of anything negative.
What do you want people to understand about injured veterans?
What do I want them to understand?
We're not
looking for a handout. We're looking for a hand up. Mm-hmm. We want to know that we have a fair shake in the community that we defended. We want to know that the people that we defended care about us. We want to know that we can go out into the civilian community and be a part of that community, to be an asset, to be a valued commodity in our community, not be treated as if, you know, we're a sideshow. That's what a soldiers want. We want to know that people understand we're Americans too.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just soldiers, we're human beings. We have skill sets. We have value. And all we want to do is we want to give back to our communities, and we just want to be accepted. We want to know that despite the fact we spent 20 years putting our life on the line to defend our country, that we're not going to be set aside just because someone else is 20 years younger than us. They may have youth on their side. We have life experience to offer, to be of value to whoever it is we go to work for.
Mm-hmm.
We've got discipline. We've got vision. And we've got purpose.
Well said. So I understand that the games run through Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
Are any of the events that you're participating in still going on, or have you wrapped up all of your events by this point?
I myself have finished all the events that I'm participating in. I was participating in three events. I think you already know what those events were. I think I already told you, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So for the rest of the week, what I'll be doing is supporting our fellow SOCOM athletes, making sure that they have the encouragement that they need to push. As a matter of fact, we just finished watching a 400-meter race where my good friend Kendall just won the gold. And all of us, it was a great thing. Our whole SOCOM team was at the edge of their bleachers, at the edge of the stands, cheering them, yelling them the whole entire way. And you could see every time we got louder and louder as he was going around the track, more and more space was created. So, I mean, yeah, encouragement will do great things for a human being.
Okay. Great. And did I read that you are on the Air Force team?
No, I am not on the Air Force team. I am
okay,
on the SOCOM team.
I was going to ask why you would be on the Air Force team, so that must have been...
You're going to ask why?
Yeah, why? That doesn't make sense, but...
why I'm on the SOCOM team?
No, Air Force.
Oh, yeah, I don't know where Air Force came from. I'm active duty Army, and within special operations, and as a result, I'm part of the SOCOM team.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. I must have misread that, but...
And just so you know what SOCOM means, it's the U.S. Special Operations
Command. Command, yep. I'm a new military reporter here at Bragg, so...
Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry about that. My bad. I didn't know you already knew.
No, it's okay. I'm still learning, so it helps when people reiterate what all the acronyms stand for. That one I knew, but it does help to hear them over and over and over again.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. But I am the military reporter here, so it's possible that we'll talk for future stories, too. Because you are at Bragg, right?
I am at Fort Bragg.
Okay.
And I'd be more than happy. Anything you need, just let us know.
Yeah, great.
All we want to do is make sure the community knows that we love them, and we hope that they love us.
Absolutely. All right, so let me make sure I have your name correctly because I've seen your last name a couple different ways. I have Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and then I have Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y?
No E.
No E, okay. Good thing I checked because I've seen it both ways, but no
E. It's okay. Everyone always does it, so it doesn't, no harm, no foul, but for the purpose of if you're printing anything, I would prefer you leave the E out.
We want to make sure we get your name right, so no problem. Took the E out. And you are a master sergeant. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Those were sort of all of my questions for you. Was there anything that I did not ask you that you wanted to talk about or anything that you want to draw my attention to?
Absolutely. There is something I'd love to draw your attention to.
Okay.
I would hope that you would promote this in the Warrior Games. I would hope that the community would support our veterans in this effort, that they would help.
Absolutely.
The best Americans they were meant to be. Because, you know, we stand united.
Right. Oh, I guess just one other thing. Was there any family that you wanted to list in the newspaper story? Your wife?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely. Without question. My recovery process would not have been as successful as it has if it wasn't for my wife, Jessica. Jessica is my lovely wife. She has been there by my side since I got back from my combat tour where I was injured. She saw me through my surgery. She's helped me through my recovery process, and she gave birth to our beautiful daughter 2 years ago. And as a result, our daughter's name, by the way, is Amelia Grace Lacey.
And, Amelia,
yes. A-M-E-L-I-A? Yes.
Okay. Great.
And that little girl has cracked my heart wide open.
Oh.
And I tell you what, if there's ever a day any human being is in a dark place, all they have to do is look at their child. And remember, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
And Amelia is 2 now?
Amelia is 2. She just turned 2.
Oh, I'm sure she keeps you busy.
What's that?
I'm sure she keeps you busy.
She is an absolute blessing. Let me tell you, if you ever get a chance to meet her, she's magnificent. And it's all because of my wife. I mean, all of us soldiers have the number one support system we have is our family. Mm. And then we have our commands. And we have our peers. I mean, but our family is the cornerstone.
And let me make sure I have Jessica right, too. J-E-S-S-I-C-A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how long have you been married?
We've been married... Oh, you're going to catch me here. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh,
crap. What year
is this?
Is this 2014?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've been married for 4 years.
Okay.
11, 12, 13, 14. Yes, 4 years.
Okay. All right. Great. I will definitely include Jessica. And does she go by Amelia or Amelia Grace, or which do you prefer?
You can put Amelia. That would be fine.
Amelia. Okay. Will
and do. I do appreciate you putting their names in there. That means more
Absolutely.
To me than anything else I've said.
Yeah, we try to include family names, especially, when they've been so helpful and been such a critical part of your life. We would absolutely include them.
I would say critical, not helpful.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Anything else you can think of?
Ma'am, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you. And for the voice to be heard for all of our wounded, injured, and ill veterans. I really appreciate that you're interested in them.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you so much for making time to talk with me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have a blessed day, ma'am.
You too.